Grace, mercy, and peace to the people of God, from God our Father, and from Him who is our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. St. Paul, Galatians chapter 4, "But when the time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Because you are sons, God has sent His the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.'" Thus far our text. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, a number of years ago, my family and I spent Christmas week, with a little boy named Nicholas. Now, it wasn't Junior Santa. It was a little Russian boy. A little Russian boy who was abandoned by his parents. And because he was abandoned by his parents, yes, he was a ward of the state. And he lived his young life in an orphanage. Kind of cold, kind of bare, no real family, no mother to hold him and sing lullabies to, no father to give him advice, to guide him. A cold, bare place, as many of those orphanages in Eastern Bloc countries were. Many of the children that were there receiving little love did not recover very well. Not a nice place. But then, dear friends, it happened. Little Nicholas had some paperwork done by his parents to be. It was a Lutheran mother, filled with love, and her husband, filled with love. And yes, they filled out that paperwork. And they adopted him into their family. And it was then that life began to change dramatically for him. He suddenly went from the cold walls of a cold Russian orphanage to the warm home of parents in the States. He had suddenly a loving family, a mother who sang to him, a father who held him and bounced him on his knees, and life changed dramatically. Today he smiles. Today he's making all kinds of progress, learning, growing, a good athlete, very intelligent, and a bright future to look forward to, all because of this thing called adoption. He was adopted, dear friends, by two people who scarcely knew him, but chose to love him and change his life. And yes, dear friends, when an adoption happens, things change. One of the things that changes is your status. You suddenly go from almost no status to having a status. You are suddenly a son. You are suddenly a daughter with a family name, part of a family, and you have an identity, an important thing to have. When an adoption takes place, yes, you have something else. You have a new legal standing. Suddenly he is a citizen of a new land with the rights of that land. And suddenly he is an heir with inheritance rights and all the rights of a family. And yes, when you're adopted, something else changes. It's a thing called a future. His future was bright and glorious and joyful. And boy, did he burgeon and grow in that beautiful future of his. You see, that's what St. Paul's up to today. Friends of Christ, that's what St. Paul's up to. He's given us all some really good news today. He's telling us all that we have been adopted by God. No, it's not the usual way of speaking about salvation or speaking about the gospel, but it's a very fitting way of speaking about it, because we were all lost little children in this world, lost to eternal things, lost to God. And yes, as Paul reminds us today that we are all adopted as His children. It brings to mind what we once were. Street urchins once. We once were rebels who had left God's family, left His love, left His home, given up His name for nothing in particular, going nowhere, living in the streets. Indeed, Paul reminds us today that grace has come. And God has reached into this world with a mighty act of that grace. He has reached into this world with an act of adoption and taken us into His very own family. And yes, our status now changes. We are sons and daughters of the Most High. We are sons and daughters of the King, and not just any King, the greatest King of all, the King of the universe, who Himself owns all things, who Himself has a kingdom that will never spoil, perish, or fade. We now have a family name, an identity. We are children of God. Our status has changed. And not only our status has changed, but because God has shown us grace, our legal standing has changed as well. Justification. How many know what that means? It's a legal word that brings a legal standing. And yes, now because of Jesus Christ, we are justified in His blood. God declares us innocent in His court. We are holy in His sight. Our status, our legal standing has now changed. We are holy before Him. His righteous children brought into His family. And the angels rejoice when a baptism happens. And the angels sing when someone is adopted into that family and declared holy by faith in Jesus. And yes, not just a new status, not just a new legal standing, but a future with hope, a future with joy, a heavenly home of eternal ages that waits for us, bound in time, a new year coming upon us. What a wonderful thought. Eternal ages of joy. And it all happened, you see, because of something amazing that God had done at just the right time in history. It all happened because He sent His Son. His name is Jesus, and He was born of the Virgin Mary. He came to this world innocent and holy with a great mission. And that mission, dear friends, was to reconcile heaven and earth, something no other could do. That mission was to take us again into the family of God. And in order to accomplish that, Jesus was born, St. Paul says, under the law. This thing we could not accomplish. This thing that brought us threats and made us fearful. Jesus, Paul says, was born under the law in order to fulfill all of its requirements for us. And today we see Him going to the temple, bringing joy to an old man and an old woman, fulfilling promises, not just to them, but fulfilling promises to all mankind. One is coming who will fulfill all things for you, who will free you from the curse and give you everlasting joy and hope, who will open the way to an eternal kingdom. Jesus comes to fulfill the law. And as He did that, dear friends, what a journey He took. For that journey, He became an outcast. He became an outcast among men. For there were moments that they picked up stones to stone Him. There were moments that they turned away from His sermons. There were moments that they wanted to throw Him off a cliff. And finally, reaching the point of no return, they had had enough of Him, and so they took Him and they placed Him on a cross. And drove nails through him. They pierced him and made him bleed, and his blood fell to the ground. Rejected by man, Jesus became an outcast, an orphan, if you will, among men. And they looked up and they jeered. And they looked up and they made fun. There he hung in his loneliness for us. And not just an outcast among men, dear friends, also an outcast among God. For there was a moment where he looked up and he cried out to heaven, "Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani?" For the Father had left him. Left him as an outcast. Placed all of his wrath upon him. And turned his back on him. "I'm so lonely." Jesus cried to heaven as he suffered the greatest loneliness that ever could be suffered. Yes, dear friends, Jesus became the greatest orphan of them all. Outcast, rejected by man, rejected by God. But he did it for you and I. He did it that we might be adopted as sons and daughters. He did it that we might be taken into the richest family of all, the kingdom of heaven. He did it that we might be received into God's family, the Father's family, that he might put a ring upon our fingers and a robe upon us, that we might be forever his. And friends, he did it all by grace. He did it all by grace. Do you really know what grace is? You've heard the word many times. 2017, you've heard it. Oh yeah, grace. What is grace? Has it defined you? Has it overwhelmed you? What is grace? I read about grace, dear friends, not long ago. It came to me by way of a story that took place in one of the small towns of America. And what a story it was. It seems, dear friends, that there was once a very troubled young teenager in this young town, this small town. Not raised well, broken family, troubled all of his life. He was a troubled teenager, and he caused all kinds of trouble and all kinds of problems in his town. And it got to the point where the people had just about had it with him. They called for him to be locked up because they were tired of all the things that he had done. Well, one day he did it again. He got all liquored up and did something he shouldn't have done. He got into a car. And we know that's not a good thing. Those two don't go well together. And he went tearing down one of the side streets, one of the residential streets in the town. And it wasn't long before he got distracted somehow and he lost control of the car. And the car ended up in the front yard of one of the neighbors. And that car killed a little girl playing in the front yard so innocently. Tragedy. Yes, there's tragedy in a fallen world. What tragedy came over that family? The tears, the loss, the pain. It was absolutely intense. And the town, dear friends, they were outraged. They called for him to be thrown into prison and for the keys to be thrown away. Some of them called for his blood. Some of them called for his head. Get rid of him. Throw him into the chair. Give him the chair, some of them said. He doesn't deserve to live. And indeed, he did not. And there he was, arrested, sitting in jail. for the killing that he had done. A sobering moment. We always learn after the fact. It was then, all of a sudden, dear friends, as the trial neared, that it happened. An unthinkable thing. News came out and spread through the town. Shocking news. Stunning news. News that rattled everyone and caused their breath to go away. What was the news, dear friends of Christ? Well, it seemed that the family who lost that daughter filed for adoption. They adopted the troubled young man who killed their daughter. They adopted him into his family, their family. And for the very first time, he had a family that loved him. A family that cared for him. What a stunning moment. He took the place of the life he took and became the son of the family, the daughter they lost. Forgiveness, dear friends of Christ, that's grace. That's grace. That is grace. And the town was stricken with forgiveness. The town was overwhelmed with this thing called forgiveness. Do you need to forgive this morning? I was absolutely overwhelmed when I heard and read that story of an amazing adoption that took place. St. Paul writes, we've been adopted into the family of God. Yes, that was us, that young troubled teenager. Rebellious, running, angry at everyone, lashing out to all, a rebel to God and to the world. But God has shown grace. He's taken us into his family, forgiven every last sin, made us his own, granted us a new family, a new identity, a new future, a name. Everlasting life. And so today, dear friends, we rejoice again in grace. For that's who we are. People adopted into a holy family by grace. Rejoice in your family. Today, grace has come. Amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in Him, in Jesus, our brother, who lives and reigns. Amen.